This is CliffCentral.com.
This just in.
You're tuned into Kalman on CliffCentral.com. But as you can hear, I guess a pretty weird way to start off a Kalman show without hearing Kalman.
Wait a minute. First of all, you're not going to speed past that like you didn't just say what you just said.
You never told me how we must treat them when they come here. I'm waiting for a signal, man.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Mama, you never told us how to treat us. You never told us how to treat them.
She never did, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not
she never
too
did.
Much.
And according to we're ungovernable, so now how do we teach us anything anyway?
Because I nearly used another word.
Yeah.
No, but yeah. But we need to take back the land. By all means necessary.
Even if I have to marry a white person, it's okay. It's all right.
Without compensation.
Get Darren.
That one with the freezing hairstyle.
With the supposed land ownership.
Doesn't the guy have like a million kids?
Hey, Chief, I wouldn't know.
I'll be stepdad to all of them. I'll just do.
I feel like he's a hot mess, but I also feel like he's just attention seeking. You know when you're stupid. We're like, you're an idiot. But like you're an idiot, like, for the sake of being an idiot.
Okay, I feel
like, what else do we know Kurt Darren for, honestly?
I feel like there's a lot of emotions coming out of Lesero's mouth. So, whatever you need to vent out on. This is your time, fam. Vent.
I'm trying to say he's a mumish of the white community.
Ah,
I think you might have a point.
Ne?
Even Gareth doesn't like him.
What tough,
man.
Ah, man, that song, Captain, I still rock to it, so.
What's that?
I have no idea what
it's
that is.
It's his track.
Yo, clearly we have a fan.
Ah, I'm a fan.
An avid fan.
Anyone that could make me dance to Afrikaans music, not proper.
But you see, we are talking about different races and their achievements. Our new South African, what is it, rugby?
Captain. Yeah.
Siya Kolisi.
Siya, guys, says
he deserves.
He deserves it. But my thing is, why is it taking so long for us to get a black captain?
It's always taking so long.
It always takes a while, fam.
Everything takes long.
I can imagine what that guy's going to be going through. I mean, his marriage went through the most when, you know, those guys were getting when they got engaged or got married or whatever the case might be. Now, with this hype, white people ain't happy.
I didn't even know he was.
He was married, bro, and I got a video of the wedding. Mm. Listen.
Dope.
Minnie's wedding. Ain't shit.
Yeah.
Yo. Wow. That wedding was, it was simple, right? It was simple. It was genuine. You can see everyone was happy.
Yeah.
But bro, was it beautiful.
Wow.
Like, to a black or white woman?
White woman. Chick,
yeah.
Isn't it?
The rugby players always.
So you see, the strategy to get back the land.
That's how it works.
Is fraternize with the enemy.
Mm.
Because if you think about it, then like the bar can't be angry because I mean he's a book.
Mm.
Salai, he wears the green and gold.
Get what I'm saying?
So for me, I think you know, I think when it comes to a proper strategy where you can't go wrong, just become a pro rugby player.
True.
And then marry a white Afrikaans chick.
Mm. Then you got land for days.
See, my problem is why must there always be ties? Why can't we just get it because we're black and. We as a black people did something as a black people, as a unit, and we're getting it back.
And also, we don't have the right resources, the right amount of resources.
You know, my issue is, though, to be honest, and I mean, like, everyone has their personal preference, right? I don't know, man, just black girls have a thing. I don't know what it is. I can't put my finger on it. But, like, they have this...
melanin.
They have a sultry...
I don't know. I think if I were to be dating a white person, I'd feel very bored. Especially if they're blonde. Like, you know, like not figuratively, like actual blonde hair, blue eyes.
Yeah.
I just immediately see it like,
does it bore you?
Bri every weekend. Like, I'm just seeing that picture of us doing the most ordinary.
Me, I wouldn't mind dating, but I wouldn't take it as far as
marriage. But then you might fall in love. You know, you in love.
You know, my problem is, maybe when I'm in that situation, it'll be different,
Absolutely, yeah.
But for now, I keep on having this flashback of, constantly. You know how nice it is sometimes to Ntwana ke abuwa man.
Hey, it's humanad.
I can just switch it up and say, yo, hey, yeah, it's more man.
Especially with something when you can't find
the right word.
Absolutely.
The right thing.
You know, that has that.
To express yourself.
To your full extent.
To the full extent.
Mm, the queen's language doesn't do justice, guys.
It doesn't, guys.
And I mean, even look at the queen.
Yeah.
I mean, even she's bored of her language. Like, you see, I've never seen her smile ever in her life.
It's too depressing.
Like, she's heartful of her own life. And you can see, I mean, she's the queen of English. So she's the queen of English.
Basically.
The queen of English is sour and is fed up with English.
To the point where she can't even use English to express how she feels.
100%. Mm. So she's so restricted. And the thing is, this is why Harry saw that. Harry was like, no.
Let me spice things up.
Wakanda.
No.
Let me spice things up.
What kind of thing is this?
Yeah.
And that's why he had to go switch it up. Because, like, I understand, Harry. I understand. No, you did well, my son.
Because bedroom play, he can use a Jamaican accent. He can try new things.
Absolutely. Mm.
Now imagine you using a Jamaican accent on your white partner. A white guy.
Yes. It's very stressful, this situation.
And now people must go to their phones, do Google Translate.
It's like, rough.
It's a whole thing, man.
But guys, I want to ask you something. You're both straight, right?
Mm-hmm.
And let's say, for example, you've been dating this chick 2-3 months, and then she tells you that on a random Tuesday after the show, that Les or Job, I think I'm pregnant.
Okay, repeat. You've been dating this girl.
Yeah, you've been dating for a while. And you guys, a couple of times, you wiped it spoon.
Why?
What do you do?
It's baby Jesus.
No, guys. But what is the first thing that you are going to do?
Google Maps, Mary Stopes.
Okay, Mary Stopes for termination.
Mm.
Okay, so Les, your firstborn kid. I mean, your first hypothetical kid, gone. Mm. Job?
It will be a shock.
Yeah?
Initially.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I'm going to go down the same line, bro.
Because I wonder, you know, because the females don't necessarily express what they go through.
Yeah.
You know, you guys are set. You know, it's an emotional thing, but it doesn't hit you as hard because you never have to go
through the
procedure.
Because, like, you're not in it. You're almost like a consultant.
You're a
right?
consultant.
Yeah, you're like on
you're
the side.
You're a donor, chap.
Yeah, agreed.
It's a wrap with you.
Agreed.
So the ladies have to go through a lot. And it actually takes them just after 9 months after they've done the Mary Stopes procedure.
Mm-hmm.
It starts hitting them. It's very
psychologically.
Psychologically, like on the month that they're supposed to give birth and approximately a year later. So this whole time, the whole time, you guys are not aware. You are busy living your best life. By that time, you have another girlfriend. By that time, because that situation ruins everything, ruins chemistry. By the time that she completely gets over her first experience, you are like 5 miles ahead. We never really think about
this. You know what the thing is, ne? And it is sad.
Yeah.
But that's how Mother Nature works. You know, like, we can be sympathetic and stuff, but to be honest, that's about as far as we can go.
Yeah,
because you can never really empathize to that extent.
To that extent, when you're in a you can't. But you know, and I never want to compare things.
Yeah,
but, you know, people go through things differently.
Absolutely.
You know, and there was this one, and I'm not comparing guys, but there was this one comment that Chris Tucker made in one of his shows, and it was so relevant. He says that, you know, I think even if she goes through that, I'll still love her. That's the thing. But Chris Tasaka says the only things that you can love unconditionally are puppies, babies, and women.
I got you.
Women never love men unconditionally.
There's always a condition.
Can he provide?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is he fucking me well? Does he smell good?
Even like the basic conversations, right? If Job comes through here, it's like, yo, guys, I met this girl.
Mm.
First question I'm asked is, oh, what's she like?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, she pretty, she tall.
I got you.
Other way around, girl goes to her girlfriend's, ooh, I met this guy. First thing I'm going to say, what does he do?
Absolutely. And I always feel like people ask you that question to somehow measure the level of respect they should give you.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
But it's a real thing.
It's a real thing.
But that's what makes it awkward when it comes to dating, right?
I think so.
And, like, where do you stand currently?
You never really know right now.
Speaking of dating,
later
on the show, we have Usbu Sisiwe, better known as Zanele, from Isibaya.
Yeah,
that's right.
She knows everything about dating because she be dating a thug who tried to kill her and.
Yeah.
And Just after this, she will let us know what it's all about.
I think you like what I'm saying. Like what I'm saying. I think we should meet outside my place. Yeah. Outside my place. If you need a ride, I got space, babe. Ride, I got space. We should just ride out, I swear, yeah. I swear, I swear. No, I need it. I swear you know. I swear you know. No, I need it. I swear you know. I swear you know. No, I need it. Pretend you don't, oh, I get it. Like you effortlessly fly with no idea. You're so ideal.
Urban Culture Drive. The Urban Culture Drive takes over Kelman.
And just like that, we back.
And just like that, we have a gorgeous slay queen. Oh my goodness, if you could just see me right now. The room is getting warmer, warmer, warmer.
Slay queen already. Slay queen already.
Slay queen, slay, like slay everything.
So
slay,
you know,
everything.
You know,
I get
Craig,
it and I slay everything. The issue, like, I feel like that.
The issue with this show, right, is there's always two types of guests that come in. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the guys that come in on time, you know. They come through like, yo, what's up, guys? So much love. It's all happiness, all fluffy stuff, having a good
hugs
vibe,
and kisses.
Hugs, yes, and kisses. And then you get the other celebrities, right?
Oh, the also gorgeous ones.
The gorgeous ones. And when they walk, nah? They walk is so fierce, you can hear it down the hall.
It's a strut. It's a strut.
You're like, ooh. And then, what's going on? Who's fighting? You know? And then all of a sudden they hear, and they're like, hey, guys. And we're like, hey, how you doing? And then, like, they know the lay, and then they smile, right? Because that's the thing with pretty people. Pretty people are annoying because they can get away with a lot.
Absolutely.
Just they, the smile in their time.
They walk in, they smile. Mm.
Done.
It's like back at home, I'm sure, like, she ate the last chicken wing. And then she smiled at her mom, and I'm like, oh, I'm done.
Good right.
It's okay. Ah, if it's you and I, the back end we caught
all
there.
All is well with my soul.
Back end, yeah, look who's a baby son. They're there to do the pop.
You're not there. The wooden one. What? This is the issue.
But to formally and professionally introduce our guest.
Yes.
She was born in Machibisa. How do you pronounce? You. Yeah, me, I'm Tswana. It's pronounced Chi. Machibisa. In Pietermaritzburg.
Yes.
Full name, Sibusisiwe.
Sibusisiwe, Sipindile, Sibongile, Audrey G.
Yo.
If you want full.
Do those things fit on the Bible, on the birth certificate,
on ID,
on it on pass? Yeah, they are selling it.
Yes.
I like how you said, "Do these things fit in the Bible?" Like, where were you going?
Yeah. So, Sibu is graduated or studied? No, Sibu studied
social science.
No. Not social science. Before that, she studied geography, environment.
Environment.
You
studied Ihlahla and like terrain.
Yes.
And like when Mpumalanga ends and where Benoni starts.
Is that
like that line? Like when they do the news forecast. You know, I always wanted to know. Maybe you can tell me. You know, on when they do the news forecast,
yeah.
Why is like Gauteng wiggly lines? Why couldn't that just be a circle? Have you ever? I've always wondered, is it really necessary for all those squiggly lines to be there?
My lord.
Why could Gauteng not just be in a circle?
If she had finished the course, maybe she would have been able to tell
us.
Because then she switched.
Yeah.
You see, this is why we don't have the land, ne? Because I'm sure the answer to that question, to the land, lies in those lines.
Squiggly lines.
It's the terrain, it's demarcating.
Absolutely.
The land, right?
It's the calling, as case.
Then Usisi studied. What is this? Social science. Media.
Media and communications.
At UKZN, Howard College, right?
Yes.
And then you did modeling.
Yeah, while I was studying.
While you were studying.
Yeah.
And then you moved on from modeling to acting.
Always starts like that.
Right? And then from acting, you now go into singing.
Yes.
Right.
I'll turn this into a
talent is real.
I'll turn this into a
Yeah,
ha,
like,
ha, ha,
that is just too much.
Your lack
that
of things.
That is too much. So if Ubone Stradeni, it's either they call you Zanele or they call you Carol or your friends call you Spoo or those from Kwakubakubizo Spoo Sisiyo. Like, how do you deal with so many names? So many characters.
You know.
So many positions.
I think that's why Batsingakulani.
That's why you become late.
She was just still doing her makeup, guys. It's the makeup, darling. I understand.
No, siyadlala she. Otherwise, how are you, sis?
I'm great, thank you, guys. How are you?
We lovely, man, that you're here now.
Yeah. I don't know. There's no lack of brightness here with you.
It was going to be me and these two guys.
Imagine. No.
And
imagine.
I see them every day. And
with this weather.
He's already like yawning. So.
With this weather.
Thank you for gracing us with your presence.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure.
I do hope you enjoy the show.
Yeah.
Got a lot.
Is it?
To unpack with you.
Hey, buddy.
Can I start?
Start.
Thank you.
Got you.
You know, I've always wanted to know. So we've had a couple of actors and actresses in here, right? We've had GC. Who was that other girl yesterday? Anita. Etc. Etc. And I always ask these questions to actors and actresses, right? Because when you're an actor, you need to almost... Hey man, you need to live outside your own brain.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to know, and on a very serious note, one, because the role that you play is so hectic, which role would you not want to take, right? If there is one, right? Two, how do you disengage from your character when you go home? Or do you? And then three, what happens when the gogo's in the mall? Because I know this happens.
Yeah.
Luis got beaten up by Gogos, fam. Just because, anyway. I don't know. What happens when Gogos come to you in the mall and are convinced that you are the character that you are on TV?
Okay. Which character I wouldn't want to play?
Yeah. Like, what position? Like, would you not want to be, like, a fat person? Would you not want to be, like...
Oh, no, definitely. I don't
want to
play...
A crazy person.
I actually want to play a crazy person. I think I'd play, like, a really...
But Zanel is borderline...
Why is she so quiet? She's just got that 1-2 cent comment. No, I also thought she was a bit.
Moving right along. So yeah.
Yeah. So I think I don't want to play a fat person.
You don't want to play a fat person.
No.
What if the money's good?
I was about to say.
How good for me to be that fat?
Like, really, like Charlize Theron good. Like, they say, become fat, be a lesbian,
in South Africa.
Stay in jail.
can I just repeat? In South Africa? Yes. Okay.
The amount of
Is it that rough?
The amount of shame.
Speaking of in South Africa, that comment. There was on an interview with Soweto, and you mentioned, the industry is not as glitz and glam as you think it is, or you thought it is. And you are quite shocked, right? To see that reality.
Yeah.
What is it that you saw that got you shocked? And what did you expect that you didn't get?
It wasn't that I wasn't aware that it's not as it seems. I just kind of met up with people that actually made me realize that most people kind of fake their way through life in the industry.
Name drop?
But what do you mean fake? What do you mean fake?
They're not themselves.
Yeah.
You know.
So they're always in character.
Yeah, well, you know what? Even if they're not actresses, but they're in the limelight. So there's a certain character that they're going
they to.
Yeah, you know, shame, man.
So you can't even have relationships with such people.
Well, I mean, for me, I can't. I like knowing a person for who they are. I respect them for who they are. I treasure them for being who they are, because I think we're all diverse. So, getting to know a person in a level of
that is such a politically correct answer.
No, training.
Your whole family.
Like,
all I was missing there is like, we love the world
and the children of the future.
And the children of the future.
Yes.
Come on.
Let me put it this way, right? Who would you not befriend? And it doesn't mean that they're a bad person. Listen to my question, right? Yeah. So some people who just the two energies just don't clear. Like, they're a cool person. They don't have to be mean or anything, but who's like the one person that you think I can't? We're just not the same. I'm helping you out here.
I'm not name dropping.
Because really what I want to say is like, who do you think is like, please?
Yeah.
No, I'm not name dropping. I just like, Abantu. There's some extra people out here, guys. Oh, my Lord. I think this is just a long list.
Okay, I got
for me, it's... if our energies just don't click,
It's a wrap.
Yeah, it's a wrap. It's over. Cause I know I'm a bubbly spirit, but I come across as like calm until you actually talk to me, and then you're like, wait, no.
But it's also intimidating because you're quite tall.
Yeah, I am intimidating.
Like some girls that are quite tall, you know, they look at Lesego and they're like, yes, what do you want?
Exactly.
Especially because we're kind. Yeah, and then when. Okay, late. So,
Will I ever? Gully piece too.
Yeah,
I want a piece.
Okay, going back to you then.
Should I smile?
And flicker your eyes. Inject. That's how she got Udut in the Sibai.
She smiled, and then her eyes went.
Like her eyes. Then he was gone until he tried to kill her. Washuba.
But tell me something, Sibu. Would you like do what Alicia Keys did or the latest Duchess of Sussex did with the whole no makeup thing?
I did do that.
So why didn't you do it today?
That's
why you were late.
I
can slay.
Makeup,
I get you. But would you do that like on a permanent, like just, you know what I mean? Because I know makeup hides a lot of, and it's not just about looking beautiful, whatever the case might be. It is an actual self-esteem booster, an ego thing that, you know, that women
no,
do.
No, you know what? I'm a very confident person. Now I am. I mean, no. My problem is that Joburg Air doesn't agree with my skin.
Oh, okay.
So I break out a lot.
Okay.
So I only wear makeup to cover up the dark marks from the pimples.
Yeah. Pimples,
yeah. So you're like, it's terrible.
So you'd rather like be that girl, simple face.
Like I'm crushing.
But it's very,
right,
you know, it's not very common, especially for people who've been in the limelight to wanna.
I'm crushing. I'm just like.
Do you ever feel that pressure though? Hey.
Pressure for
making you blush.
Hey, bruh. Like I'm trying to, and like you're breaking connection here, bruh. I mean, you so, like, but it's fine. We'll try to be professional. Do you know when people know who you are, right? And people see you on screen, okay? People can't, especially in South Africa, a lot of people can't cut between reality
and television.
And television and portraying a character, right? But do you ever feel that pressure? Because especially in South Africa. Hey man, we're abusive here on these two streets. Do you feel the pressure? And I'm sure you do. But how do you deal with it, especially if you're female? Because your eyebrows are just not right, or this is just not right, or no, you're perfect. But you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, like I walk to Pick and Pay in like my slops and like a PJ, and I'm like, yo, I'm gonna get some oats. You can't do that.
Says who?
Do you?
Shem, have you seen me? Yeah, have you met me?
Me and you are fighting. Whoever wins.
When are we being invited?
For what?
For that casual meeting so that we can know each other on a first name basis.
No, I mean,
Sibu.
Hey, Sibu.
Yeah.
We're basically family.
Because that's the only way we're going to see you in slippers and track pants going to the mall. But like, are you that comfortable?
I'm comfortable in my own skin. The only times where I've got an event after this, guys. I had to slay, whatever.
I got you.
But the times where I wear makeup is where I have to, like at work, I have to wear makeup. But I try to minimalize it because of my bad skin. Yes. Because it reacts so badly, so it actually makes me break out as well. Yeah, I can't, hey.
It actually makes sense because Joburg pollution is terrible.
It is.
Like when you drive in the morning, you can actually see the smog.
Yeah.
You can literally see the smog above the CBD.
Smoke or fog?
Smog.
One of the above.
Yeah, no, I got you. But you're a strong Zulu girl, man.
Yeah.
Proudly Zulu. Tell me something. You know, I recently learned something about the Zulu culture, the whole umemulo thing. I don't want to call it a thing to sound disrespectful. It's just the only thing that I can say. Did you go through that?
Umemulo.
Why not if you didn't?
There are four girls at home.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And one mother.
Okay.
I think just before I get married, I will have to do it.
Yeah.
It's obviously a passage. It's just it depends.
To womanhood.
Yeah, to womanhood. Yeah,
it depends when you do it as well. Some people are fortunate enough to do it. Ma wanga beba no 18 years, you know. And then some of us gay.
Later on.
You know, but because you can't get into marriage.
And it's very beautiful, actually.
So it's like the key, that thing.
It's a key.
Get 21st.
The 21st.
It's fine, go. You can go and date. It's fine. Me, I'm waiting for memory, chief. She'll never be yours until the thing. Tattoo him.
So I think now is the right time for a break.
Speaking of a break, before we go there, you released a song. Is it released or you made a song called Two Shilling?
Yes.
All right. Balance. Two Shilling, why? And secondly, why music?
So Shane, yes. Guys, I love house. I grew up listening to house music. I grew up listening to R&B in a soul.
Yeah.
But the house, there's something about it. You know, every time you just listen to it just moved through you. So I was that girl who used to sneak out and go to the club just to dance.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't care about the alcohol. I just wanted to dance on the dance floor because there's something that moves me, Magdali House. So growing up, Futi, we had these games that we used to play. Like that song is actually one of those games.
Okay. Because I'm thinking Tushin comes from somewhere.
Yeah. So that's where it actually comes from. Okay. But then I switched it up and I said, I want to. Inquiry, nah. I see inquiry.
Like that, we back. Usisi released such a beautiful, or not released, created such a beautiful, beautiful song.
2 cents.
Two shilling.
2 shilling.
20 cents.
And it is though. It is dope. It is 20 cents. So what brought along this? Like honestly, why? What inspired this? It's a beautiful song. I think babes must watch out.
Wow.
What doom?
I really think you know kanda.
It was like it was
this and that is just
same WhatsApp group.
So she must really
KZN Kapela. Come.
Wow.
I done did the things. So what inspired that song?
Like I said, like growing up, I used to play these childhood games.
Yeah.
And I'm a very playful person, if you guys have noticed already. Yeah, so I like, isn't it, that will remind me of my childhood. And I obviously love house, so why not mix the two together?
Why not? You know your energy in Kumbu Zaban? I would just imagine, imagine she was in the same room with Ushua Majozi.
Yes,
it will be a lot. Wow. We must make sure that never happens.
Oh, Shoma Josie, please come.
Like, they need to be on, like, they need to be like in separate provinces, like all the time.
It
like,
won't be a lot.
It would
be,
and you know what this reminds me of?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you can live with us, right?
Yeah.
So every single actress we've had here, they're like, me dating, it's a complete failure. Like, they all suck at it. Literally, all of them.
I don't.
Anita sucks at it. Louisa McDonald sucks at it.
Sure.
GC sucks at it. Blah. Shame. But the guys were saying that, it's because of your guys' hours. One. Mm. Your guys' hours are a mess because you're actors and, like, there's no 9-to-5.
No.
So that's a problem. Mm. Two, you come back here, you still have your character in your brain. You think you just died.
How?
You know? And now you have all these emotions and things.
What?
And then two, like you're great, but like, you're a lot of energy, fam. Like it's, you know what I'm saying? So I want to know, because yes, there's two sides to people.
Hey.
But people want to know, especially if you're on screen, people want to know, how are you at home?
I'm calm,
is there someone special?
Yeah.
Is there a yes?
I'm busy waiting.
I'm calm. I'm calm.
I paused for a reason.
Because now I thought it was an agreement with the S someone special.
I literally paused for a reason. I literally.
When Zagalan.
I paused.
So go on. Or I am. Or I am fit.
That's inside.
In the studio.
Assas.
We'll never know.
Oh,
and it might make sense.
So extra.
We will never know.
Okay, level go.
But it does make sense. It does, right?
Ooh,
but to balance it out quick,
because I can see biceps growing, Chief. I'm just like, let me move my chairs a little bit.
But just move to balance out the energy,
sure.
We're gonna take it over to
Sister Bettina.
Oscar Gay.
Sister Bettina. Interview time.
Oscar Gay.
Oh shit. You were.
Oscar Gay. He was Craig. Oh sexy.
Hola. But it's Oscar Gay time. Take it away, Craig.
Hopefully my mic is on. My mic is on, right?
Your mic is on,
producer,
maybe?
I will slice you up, cut you into pieces, fry you. Okay, never mind.
Yeah.
It is lovely to have you here. You're so gorgeous, so stunning. I love your energy.
Thank you.
Tell me something. What is the one thing you've always wanted to ask a gay person?
What?
Just one thing. One question out of the head. One thing you've always wanted to ask a gay person.
Why are you gay? What did it for who?
Gay for what?
Yeah.
What is
I got
that?
You. But anyway, the sexual orientation. Kind of like how we can't choose.
Again, and I have the same question. But like, you're so scared to ask it, no? Like, to ask, I also want to ask, like,
no,
why?
I've never been in a situation where I was supposed to ask a gay. I don't know.
No, I understand, but like, is
imagine.
Yeah.
You've never.
It's weird.
Maybe that maybe that question was, what is gay? Yes,
yeah,
okay, cool.
It was.
That is your question.
But now, sexual orientation. What? I'm Zulu. Please break it down.
Hey,
sorry,
thank
man.
You. But anyway, we're going to do exactly what we did in the previous section, or previous segment, actually, or previous show. You know how it is, guys. Leave me alone. Can you? It's cold.
It's too much. This is.
We're going to play a game, and what we're going to do is I'm going to say a word, a phrase, or a person, or a thing, and the first thing that you need to do is tell me what pops up in your head.
This is a trap.
Number two, what emotion feeling. Or feeling you get.
This is going
to
be dope.
Okay, so I'm going to stop. So I'm going to start with Sibu. Okay, Sibu.
Okay.
Phrase. So Missy kissing Connie Ferguson.
What?
Okay, yeah. That's a feeling.
Okay. That's a scary feeling.
Okay, so the what I'm assuming is what the first thing that you thought of.
Yeah.
Okay. Shock. Lesego.
And fear.
Mm-hmm. Lesego Mapanga.
Talk to me.
Anna Wintour.
Who? What is that?
Thank you.
Fashion.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel cold.
Wait. Okay, balance us. We don't know.
Editor-in-chief of Vogue magazine. Anyway, moving right along. Job.
We should know that because we're going to be there, you know, front cover.
You want a front cover, but you don't even know the editor.
Two shilling.
For sure.
Okay.
Ish. Gosh. That's how you feel. You can't hide how you feel.
Sibu.
Yes.
Lasizwe kissing Lesego Mapanga.
Yeah, that's a feeling.
Next question.
It's a game.
That's a feeling. We've got the feeling.
Okay, we've got the feeling.
So what is the thought? What is it? The word.
The thought.
The thought that comes to mind.
Crushed.
Crushed.
I'm crushed.
Lesego Mapanga.
I'm crushed.
What's the first thing that pops into your head at emotion with the word producer?
Word and emotion. So word, masterpiece, emotion, at ease.
Poetry.
Went to school, fam. Paid the school fees.
All right.
All of it.
Job.
No change needed.
All of it.
Job?
Yes.
Okay. Top or bottom?
Sure.
Yo.
So what comes to mind when I say that? When you say that?
Top or bottom?
Top or bottom, top. That's what comes to mind.
Okay.
Feeling.
Demolish.
Wow. Okay. Last round.
That's my boy.
Sure.
All right. Sibu. Scolopad.
It's going real deep.
Meat.
Feeling.
Depressed.
Destroyed. Let's talk about Panga.
I want to in our WhatsApp group. Like, I literally want to in the show's WhatsApp group. I want to there.
No.
I demand these things.
Let's talk about Panga.
Talk to me.
Craigo Sexy's jacket currently.
Craigo Sexy's jacket
currently.
Thought Wakanda.
Yes.
My feeling. Two shilling.
Yeah.
All right, Joe. Okay, I'm going to make it a bit more interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Muffing a vagina.
Sure.
That's best thing ever. There is feeling and thought all together.
Uh-huh.
Best.
All right. Okay, guys, it's a wrap from
Where
me.
Where did he get the best questions? Yo,
I would just need it to just test you guys.
Privileges of being a
producer. It's one of those things. Yeah, we do things a bit more differently. But anyway, it's another section with Craig or Sexy with Ask a Gay. You guys can catch us on all the socials. Hashtag Urban Culture Drive.
Craig or Sexy. Moving on to the next one. It is...
Smash or marry? Would you smash or would you marry? Smash or marry?
Sibu. I'm not going to ask you if you're ready because no one ever is.
Oh, Lord.
So this is Smash or Marry, right? It's quick play.
Yeah.
Gender fluid.
It's gender fluid, right? And you can only you only have two options. Yep. It's either smash or marry.
Okay.
If you want to ask a follow-up question, I will. Okay. It's very quick play. Got to be on your toes. Generally, rappers struggle with this the most. Generally.
So I might be a rapper.
No, definitely not. Not after that track.
So what I'm going to do is, let's see. So I'll decide where to start. You think I should...
Start with Sim.
I want to give her a break, bruh, but like...
Nah.
She did come late.
Yeah.
Let's go. So it's going to be a very quick play. All right.
Okay.
Sibu. Smash or marry? Skumba.
Sishu, by the way.
Skumba. I'm about to Skumba.
Skumba.
It's Kumba, comedian.
From
comedian.
Oh, hi. Smash
on me. Quick.
None of the above.
Can't.
Quick.
Have to choose.
I'd rather marry them because then we're never going to smash.
This 90 day rule, lifetime rule.
For who? For what? All right. J.O. Bizzle.
What up, mate?
Quick. Tebow Touch. Smash or marry?
Smash.
Craig or Sexy?
Yes.
Batsibile
Dlamini. I've been asked this. What's happened?
Smash or marry?
Okay, I guess I'm going to have to marry her because clearly it's a sign.
Sibu? I want to get you a nice one.
I guess I'll die.
Minister Mbalula.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Smash
yeah,
or marry?
Yeah, smash, boo.
Smash.
Yeah.
By
Weezy.
In which position? Quick.
Screwdriver.
Yo.
Okay. Schoa. Schoa stile. English.
Yo.
All right, J.O.B.
What up?
Gareth Cliff.
You're on his show. You're on his show.
Gareth Cliff.
This nigga.
You were on
Smash or Mary?
Smash.
Cool. Craig or Sexy?
Yes.
Ricky Rick. That's an interesting
one. Quick one.
Oh, I got no meat.
Like.
I know it's a smash.
Smash.
Get over and done.
Sibu.
Yeah,
DJ Capital.
Smash.
And he's such a nice guy. I don't know what her problem is. JLB.
Last one, right? Yeah.
Dineo Ranaka.
I smash. Yo.
Really?
Yo.
She's got a hot body.
Yo, you said there was so much feeling, bro. Now we're hot.
Yeah.
She's crazy, but she's hot.
Because that's a smash.
And Craig.
Yes.
Sumizi.
Sumizi's a smash, guys.
The smash?
It's a smash, no.
Sibu.
Okay.
Yeah, Pelamanj.
Pelamanj. Last one.
Okay.
Skolopat. Smash or marry?
Smash, bro.
Which position?
Ah, come on, yeah, my position. Right, the meat page.
You're standing in your boxer shorts, hunched over your empty underwear drawer.
You are Harris, the wise man. With noble blood running through your veins.
You're toying with the idea of wearing your boxers the fifth day.
The peacock struts around the farmyard, but you are the tree in the wind.
You've worn them inside out a few times.
Your ancestors are proud of your accomplishments.
To conserve water, of course.
Your great deeds will be remembered throughout history.
You scratch at the mites crawling up your thigh.
The warrior who pulls open the jaws of the lion and dares to steal its roar.
Then the dog comes in, sniffs the air, and turns tail. You ceremoniously peel them off and toss them in the wash.
You are the elephant who rocks the jungle, the opener of doors for ladies, the replacer of loo rolls, the changer of tires and boxer shorts. There is no one taller or more true.
You even switch the machine on.
You are Harris. Hecham.
Yeah. I am Harris. Celebrating over two decades of men being magnificent. Men's health.
On that note,
yes.
Yeah, you can wait to like.
We're dealing with boxers.
Absolutely.
And men's health. Just after Smash and Mary.
Basically.
In awkward screwing positions.
There's a lot going on, man.
But you know, I can't relate, Mina, to this thing of men's health and boxers.
Because
as you all know.
This is so disturbing.
This is so disturbing. I got goggy underwear.
Yo.
And he says it's more comfortable, and I don't understand.
I don't understand. Like, jeans,
I
bro.
Breathe, bro.
Yes, but anyway, I feel like. Okay.
Like,
I breathe.
I just
and Job is such a great guy.
I'm not going to sit on that chair.
And then you're
I'm
like,
letting,
yo.
And I'm letting my greatness flourish as well.
And then you're like, yo.
I feel like your greatness should be wrapped.
Yeah. No.
Perfumed.
Only when it's in use shall it be. Wrapped.
I see.
When is your birthday, Skimson?
Ndlulim.
Shit.
So, nyakawateka.
Because I'm talking about men's health.
But what?
Yes. Because I care.
What do you think about this men's health ad?
I think I'm not the target market.
Nah, I'm not the target market. I definitely am not the target market.
I'm not the target market, Greg. No.
I think it's a dope ad. There's a lot of Wakanda there. It gets the job done. People listen.
But the
it's
dog walks into the room
it's
and takes
fine.
A
we want that black.
And tell in between raw, your legs turns away.
And that's what I want.
I was trying like, what are you
I'm tired of listening to. You must just purchase this under. No, that's fine. We're done. My
Lord. So anyway, we are at the end of the show.
This hour always flies by. It's so annoying.
And you know, I'm really hyped because Azangba Sneaky's cut is enough.
This is the issue.
Because we're figuring in cuts up. Fashion late. But we shall never return. It's all good. Closing words, guys. Let's start with Craigo.
I'm trying to be nice. This is how I end up in six relationships. Next.
Yo.
Your last thoughts of the day.
Yeah, my last thoughts for the day. Guys, catch me this weekend at Eastern Cape. Yes, as advertiser. And then my social media
handles
are J_Sibu at Instagram and on Twitter. And on Facebook, it's Sibu Jilly. And yeah, guys, just be yourself. Stay cool, whatever. Be humble.
Slay in your own lane.
Mm-hmm. I should also miss...
From my side, so I'm busy following Sibu right now, and I hope when we stand up from these seats that she's at least my height.
Not in those heels.
Forget all about that, and I'm gonna leave you, Lesero, with some love and light. We are guys.
This is CliffCentral.com.